You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Well, welcome today to the first episode of Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. I'm Sean Mulroney. I got my trainer extraordinaire.
Hey guys, it's Brandon Glore here.
Brandon Glore. He's getting pounds Glore off of me. That's why he is it, or be glorified. So he's glorifying me through my obesity. So, and like I said, if you've seen anything, he has put me through the ringer. And he doesn't, no excuses, right, Brandon? I have no
excuses, right? None at all.
I'm not allowed to have excuses. He's like, come on now. He's sympathetic because I'm pathetic. That's what he says. But nonetheless, I'm Sean Mulroney, Brandon Glore, my trainer. We're a team. We're like Abbott and Costello, Farley and Spade. You know what I mean, if you will. He's the hard one. I'm the funny one. You know, I think I'm funny. But the obesity revolution, we're not trying to make people fat, okay,
right?
Whenever people see that. I had to overturn or revolt against my obesity, what the obesity revolution is all about. Right. I had to say, you know what, own it, quit whining about it. I don't like how I got here, but I got here.
Right.
Right?
Right. Correct.
So that's what the obesity revolution is. I got here. I'm an expert on how to get obese.
Yeah.
You know? So you're the expert on how to get me out.
That's right. We're going to fight it right back.
And you have. And you've given me the fight. And you said, hey, okay, we're going to do that. Okay, let's adjust this. And this week I lost 7 pounds.
That's right. Yeah.
Down, you know, lost my first 100 pounds. Now it keeps going down. Water weight. I mean, we're going to talk about water weight. I mean, all that stuff. Lymphedema. People don't even understand.
Yeah.
And we're going to sort of get rid of, debunk all the myths or the stigmas that come around, which is the obesity revolution. So you're going to have to overturn it, and we got to have face-to-face. And one thing that we've done, Brandon, is we've allowed people to see face-to-face what my battle is.
Yeah.
And people have faced it. Until you face it and embrace it, you're never going to get any victory.
Right, you got to go through it first to really understand.
You know? Do.
And like I said, I'm learning from you through the process as well.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
I mean, people think that they can't learn from an obese person because we're just put on a shelf, we're no good, you know, just fat, slob, you know, whatever the case may be, all these stigmas.
Yeah.
Brandon Glore took me whenever nobody else would. I've had trainer after trainer that I looked for and looked for and looked for and looked for. I've been on my journey for 5 years now. Think about this. Learning to be patient with myself and with others has been an incredible thing through the process. And then learning that it's not healthy, you know, just because you're skinny doesn't make you healthy.
That's right.
Right?
That's absolutely right.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You told me this before, and people say, well, I can't wait to go to the gym. I ask you, remember I said, man, these people get on video, we're going to the gym today. Now, I asked you, is that ever going to change? Am I ever going to get excited about going to the gym, I asked you. And what did you say to me?
I said, everybody is putting that stuff on social media and stuff for you to see. It's a highlight reel. There are days that you do feel like going to the gym. You do.
Right.
Getting that habit, but not every single day. And that's with anything in life, getting up to go to work every single day. There's some days you are excited to go to work. You may have a project you're on or something like that. But then there's other days you just don't want to get out of the bed. It happens with everything.
And I try to talk myself out of it.
Yeah.
Brandon. I mean, to be quite honest, I don't want to go and push this weight around. And people say, well, fat people and obese people don't have character. Well, did you ever try pushing 687 pounds and trying to lift out of bed?
Yeah.
You know, people just don't understand it until they walk a mile in my shoes.
Right.
Then you can't criticize and understand, hey, this is where we're at. Me being here, I've learned to change my mind, okay?
Absolutely.
It's taken me 4 years, Brandon, to get my mind in shape. I used to think I had to lose weight to validate myself. I said, man, I'm never going to be accepted for people. I'm going to get judged. I've already been judged. I've already been pushed aside. And you get that, okay? Well, no character, obvious character flaw. I mean, you see me in all my glory.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to miss me. And they're going to automatically assume he's lazy, he's this, he's that. So I've had to spend 5 years, and I thought I had to validate myself.
Until you respect yourself, you can't create a better life or a better day for yourself.
Correct.
We get through the mindset of like, oh, if I get 10 pounds off, or you know, if I get this extra weight off, I'm going to feel better about myself. I'm going to have more confidence, which you will a little bit.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, you have to appreciate and love yourself for who you are. And then, you know, through that,
you're a big proponent of, you said, don't speak it into existence. Sean.
Absolutely.
Just quit talking about it.
Absolutely. What you talk about, you start getting your mind in that concept.
And what your mind
and
believes.
If you're thinking negative things and negative thoughts, it's going to happen. And when it does happen, it's going to dwell on it. We can't control what happens in our life, but we can control how we react to it.
Correct.
And if you react to it with a positive attitude, I promise you, you're just going to have a better life in general, but you're going to have better days. It is what we make it.
And that's what you've helped me out with, Brandon. You've let me see that, hey, you know, it's like that formula, E plus R equals O. You know, you got an event plus your response equals an outcome.
Yeah.
So everybody has events in their life. But then how we respond creates an outcome. And then if we respond wrong, it's going to create a wrong event in somebody else's life. And or if you respond right, it's going to create a good outcome in somebody else's life or a good, you know, event in somebody's life. I got a beautiful wife, Jessica, 3 daughters, and I'm doing that. And I lost a weight equivalent to my 3 daughters.
Yeah.
You know, 102 pounds. My wife, Maddie, weighs 54 pounds. Libby weighs 30, and Kenzie weighs 18 pounds, 102 pounds. I mean, Brandon, you said, I came to you when we started working out. You said, what's your goal? I said, I want to lose 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. I said, we're going to get you there.
Yeah.
And sure
one
enough.
One step at a time.
That's
one
exactly.
Step at a time.
And there's been a lot of adversity.
There is. And
I've been in the hospital. I mean, things that I've had in my life happen that I would have never thought, right? And you said that.
Yeah.
There's going to things try to knock me down.
Things are going to set you back. This fitness journey is not just a flat line where you don't sit there and you start your fitness journey and all of a sudden you see perfect results and you get to those results and it just is one steady line. It's a roller coaster, man. It's up, it's down. You'll lose a couple pounds. You'll gain 1 or 2 back. You'll drop 10 the next week and it's just up and down. But as long as you can stay consistent over the course of time, you're going to get to those results. It's just not a straight shot there.
It hasn't been a straight shot.
Right.
But I get knocked down 7 times, rise up 8. I have been knocked down. And then what have we done? We've always come back. And let me ask you this. Let's get the first myth away. Have you had to, and I know we're going to get to the workout. I mean, I know you're looking at the time and stuff like
we
that.
We need to break
you're
a sweat.
Okay,
yep.
We're going to break a sweat. And that's another thing. You don't have to work out for 2 hours in order to be fit.
Right.
You like get in there, high interval, intense training type aspect where you just get it. And I break a sweat every time. Even at my house the other day, you had me come in there, and that was a brutal workout.
Oh, yeah.
You had me
do. That was a tough workout.
Even sometimes I can't even stand up and
stuff
like
that. Right, we didn't even stand for the workout.
And I broke 50,000 sweats.
Yeah.
I mean, I had more sweat than I could have donated it to, you know, the water shortage or the sewage place. You know what I'm saying? That's how bad it was. The other myth that I want to sort of get rid of, you haven't had to follow me up, and I'm an obese person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to keep constantly checking on me and keep me accountable. I'm accountable to you, don't get me wrong, but you haven't had to say, Sean, come on.
You're accountable. You know, I give Sean a task, and it gets done, which makes my life a little little bit easier, but he's very consistent and persistent as well.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And funny.
I don't want to tell him that because
he
does have too many jokes.
My head. Nah.
but, no, I give him his task, and he gets it done, and that's what you have to do. You got to get things done to get that progress, you know.
Man, well, progress, not perfection.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. I know you want to work out, and we're going to, after this workout, we're going to come on the other side and go on how Brandon and I came together. And you don't want to miss this, but, you know, you don't want to miss my workout either, but we'll give you a couple sweats and grunts. You ain't going to be able to see it. You ain't going to be able to smell it, but I'm going to do it anyways because Brandon, the one thing about Brandon is he is so compassionate, and people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And my trainer cares, and he doesn't push me. He helps me to listen to my body.
Right.
If I'm hurting, like today I am hurting, my knee is, I got lymphedema, Brandon says, how are you feeling? And then he will assess that and make the workout that's custom for me, how I feel that day, but I get it in.
Yeah.
And I'm cranked up about Sean Maroney's The Obesity Revolution. So what do we have to do now? What's going on?
We got to work out. Let's go.
I want to talk a little bit more. Can we please do this for an hour or two before? And then
it is time to go.
Wait, this is considered workout because I'm using my brain waves.
Well, I'm hoping you have enough wind in there after all this talking to work out. But
we
got to go.
Oh my. Okay, fat guy got a sweat. So, hey, we'll see you on the other side.
We got a 15-pound soft medicine ball. So this is pretty much a ball just full of sand. And he's taking it, and he's throwing it as hard as he can, trying to throw it through the ground, and it obviously doesn't bounce. And he has to bend back down and pick it back up. So kind of a full-body workout here, getting some arms, some core, a little bit into the leg. He grabs and picks it down, some low back. Great exercise. Gets the heart rate up. Good. All right, so the truck driver here, we have a 10-pound plate. The weight that you put on one of the bars, but he's just holding it out right in front of his face. Arms are straight, and he's rotating one hand over the top of the other like he's turning a big steering wheel over top, and we're sticking it for 30 seconds. It looks like a simple, easy exercise. You'd think it'd be lightweight, but with about 10 seconds left, his shoulders are on fire, and you should see his face right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, Sean. Great job.
Goes under my belly. I ain't gonna get that. I'm sorry, dude. I mean, I got the Dunlap disease.
Give me that power like you had on those last two you did on that first round. Good. I want you trying to break this ball.
Break your
Brandon, put my face on it. That's
Brandon's
fine.
Head.
That's fine. Fine. Whatever it takes. I'll sacrifice my face.
I'm laughing at Kevin crying.
All the way through. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job, Sean.
Man, going through pain to get out of pain. It's worth it. And I'm making progress. That's what I'm excited about. I don't like, you know, going through it, but I do like the results. That's the bottom line. I mean, thinking about it and then doing is two different things. So I've thought about this for years now. I'm applying it. Application is everything. So I'm applying it, yes.
Light at the end of the tunnel. It's not another train.
Woo! 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 I think I can. Woo! Woo! I can't even get it.
All right, let's go. Some days are better than others, but there's no such thing as a bad workout.
Wow, we're back. Brandon kicked my butt.
You are welcome.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Did a workout. What did I do?
We kept it full body. We
yes.
We kept it a majority upper body, though, if we had to categorize it.
And why?
Because Sean's right knee is giving him some trouble. And, you know, you always hear a lot of people, I'll just push through the pain. No pain, no gain. But you got to go through the right pain. So if we sit there and we do something that That's jeopardizes good. His knee, and all of a sudden he blows out his knee, then we're out of commission for a while.
And then you have my wife to deal with, because she's not going to piggyback ride me.
Right.
You know, where I
right.
have to go, right?
Right. Brandon? So my goal with Sean here is to keep him healthy and keep him making progress. And if we do something that jeopardizes, you know, that progress, that's what we want to completely right. avoid. We can't get better if we're getting worse, you know.
Absolutely. So that's one thing you really taught me.
Yeah.
You know, being the expert that you are, you said, hey, let's listen to your body. You've taught me, hey, how do you feel? And you really say that. You say, well, we're going to go no pain, no gain, like we've seen on some big shows, if you will.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? They push them, and then they get hurt, and then now they gain their weight back.
Absolutely.
You don't want that to happen.
We got to keep it realistic.
Realistic. And you are. Like a person, my weight, at my highest at 687 pounds, mm-hmm. can't do, you know, a full-body Oakville Fit Body Boot right. Camp workout.
Right.
Like, you had to start me where I
well,
was
and
at.
Well, and it's not – needed for you. Everybody's different. We all have
right.
different needs.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
like that.
My workout's different than your workout. My diet's different than your diet, because we have different needs right now.
But you're saying no cookie cutter.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what pretty much the world has done, is put everybody in a cookie
Yes. And
cutter.
That's when somebody is real big, when somebody's trying to sell you something, it's like, oh, this is the way it is. It's cut, try
right.
it simple. This
right.
one shake, this one
streak.
Exercise, and you're going to be in perfect.
You're going to be perfect.
No, we have different imbalances. We have different needs. We have different lifestyles. We have different families. And you have to find what works for you. Because
good.
if it doesn't work for you, or doesn't fit in your lifestyle or your schedule or your style, you're not going to be consistent with it. And consistency is always the key.
I love that. Consistency is the key. And Brandon, you've taught me, which is an incredible statement, small tweaks lead to great peaks.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Yeah.
Whenever we first started, I mean, my workout where, you know, I did that video of me doing the battle ropes the first day,
yeah.
January
yeah.
14th, I'll never forget it, because
yeah.
I went home and I had to get resuscitated the next day, you know what I'm saying, and resurrected.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, so you said, you know, put me through that, and I never thought that would reach 800,000 people. And sort of
yeah.
start the obesity revolution. People say, hey, you're the leader of the obesity revolution. Not that I want to be. I
mm-hmm.
am. I put a face to it, or humanized it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then also the hashtag Team Sean came up. And then hashtag Brandon Glore, who the trainer, seen you. You did that. And everybody just fell in love, you know, with us, which
yeah,
is awesome.
Crazy.
It is.
Crazy.
I mean, who ever thought in a million years? Which,
yeah.
go back to humble beginnings. Think
right.
about this. And that's what I want to sort of establish here. you know, I have a great group of people supporting me. I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. My wife, my great team, you know, from Scott Reagan, Shu, you know, I call him Shugiver. You know, he does everything. Carrie Mooney, who she's like the glue that holds us together. If she does something, make sure, manage, you know, Aaron Spanky, who you'll meet Spanky here soon. Everybody on the pod, if you haven't met him already. To, you know, I said my wife, my family, you, Brandon, Nicole here at Oakville Fit Body Boot Camp. Yeah. I mean, I have a great people that are online. People, you know, just I'm humbled by it. They believe in me. And I believe in me too. I have to do that. Right? I lost my dad at a young age. You know, it sort of traumatized me at six whenever I got involved with drugs, alcohol. There's a whole lot of components which we'll get into mm-hmm. in later episodes. But here's what I want to get into real quick. You know, I reach young people, Brandon. You know, I have an organization, you know, president of Teens of America, teensofamerica.net. We have a radio show, you know, helping troubled teenagers through their crisis of bullying, suicide, mental illness. And I want to be the best example I can be, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It sort of hits face to face. I have to face it, embrace it, you know, and you'll never get, until you get real with yourself, you're never going to do it. So what happened was I have three daughters. Whenever I had my first daughter, it got real, Maddie. When I got my second daughter, now I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Here I'm in, you know, morbid obese, going back and forth from 650 to 687, mm-hmm. you know, type thing. And I didn't know what to do. I was doing it 5 years. I've been on my journey. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that 4 years spent, you know, sort of in phases. Each year was, you know, different things I had to do. First year, I gave up pop and gave up fast food. You know, second year, I started eating better. Yeah. Third year, doing a little bit of exercise. Fourth year, I got the Fitbit. So the fifth year, which is a monumental epiphany, you know, paradigm shift, if you will. My third daughter was born on December 26th. Mm. She's 6 months old right now, hard to believe, little Kenzie. Well, I was there and the day that she got delivered, I mean, I seen that and all of a sudden each one was more real, got, you know, now it's time I want to be around, I want to dance with them at their wedding, I want mm-hmm. to walk them down the aisle. But I had to do it for myself though, right? On December 27th, I had my two daughters, my wife was in the hospital. She didn't want nobody coming to the hospital, she wanted a little vacay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The baby could go back to the, you know, the nursery and she could enjoy. She said, don't come up to the hospital. So I kept the two older. What happened was I was sitting there and I knew I needed a trainer. And I've been turned away from so many trainers, Brandon. Mm-hmm. People say, well, I don't know. They didn't want to work. I'm talking about I even had a high profile trainer that I knew that turned me away. Mm-hmm. And whenever he turned me away and other people turned me away, people say, hey, why don't you come up to this gym up here an hour away? I'm like, I want to find somebody in my hometown, 3 minutes away, the gym was, okay? I don't want to give their name so in case they want to sponsor us or whatever. you heard that, but well, then we'll say their name. So what happened was I called that gym up. I gave my story. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, I need something severely bad. And they go, well, there's no trainer here, but I will leave your number. What's your name, number? Boom. An hour later, I get a call. I'm looking for Sean. This is he. He goes, Sean, Brandon Glore. And I'm a trainer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man. And then I went into the story.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you said, hey, I like it. I didn't know what it was going to become. I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I asked you a question. I said, have you ever worked with somebody my size? And what did you say?
I haven't.
And I asked you, have you ever been overweight?
And I said, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay. So most people don't understand it. So what happens, it's one thing to have empathy and to understand. And it's another thing not to have empathy and not understand, but sort of throw us to the curb. He said, when can we meet? And I said, I can't. He goes, where do you live? I'm coming to you. Yeah. I'm like, what? He says, I'll come to you. Tell me. He said, how's 2 o'clock tomorrow, son? I said, sure. So all of a sudden, the next day, man, I'm excited. I'm a kid at a candy shop. I mean, mm-hmm. not no pun intended, you know what I'm saying? Or like a fat kid wanting cake, you know? But I'm actually getting a trainer. So he knocks at the door, comes in. We talk for almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then the greatest thing that Brandon said to me, he goes, I'm going to take you on. He said, I'm going to take you on. You ready to work? I said, yes. You ready to work? He said, yes. He said, let's do it. January 10th. In the gym.
Yeah.
First day. Put me through the workout, and it's been ever since. Just over 6 months.
Yeah.
So what was your thoughts going through your head whenever we met? I know me. I was like, if I could do a backflip, I would have. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I was thinking in it. You know, I believe what the mind believes, the body achieves. I'm going to achieve it someday, right?
Yeah.
And What was your thoughts?
Oh, man, a lot. Like, first of all, it was just a divine appointment. There's no doubt about that. I was at a position where I wasn't taking on any more clients. I think I returned your call on a Friday evening. I was up at the gym at like 6 o'clock on a Friday, I'm not there on Friday evenings. And for some reason I was up there and I had a little message there I seen, which was open for any trainer at that gym to technically take. And I seen it, I'm like, I think this is worth giving a call. You know, I really do. So I gave him a call and we talked on the phone for a little bit. And, you know, so I was like, well, I got to meet him. You know, I looked at it as a growing.
I want to see how fat this guy is.
I looked at it as a growing opportunity for myself. But
I'm
like,
not going to get there.
Right. I was like, this could be a challenge. And after we spoke on the phone, I automatically knew I was going to work with him. I wanted to meet him to see what we could do from there. But after our, you know, 15, 20-minute discussion, I already had my mind made up. I was going to do whatever it took to work with Sean because he sounded inspired and his newborn on the way and stuff like that. It just worked out perfect.
And ever since, we make a power-packed team,
yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody, never thought that I humanized obesity. And you're giving me the reason how to get out of the hole that I got into. And that meeting was divine, mm-hmm. appointment, inspirational. Anything that you could put in there changed my life, Brandon, because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I've heard other people say, just Google it, which we'll get in at another time. I know how to Google everything.
Right.
But I'm looking at it. I'm looking at a tombstone. I'm like, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what in God's green earth? I understand that, the science of it. But working out, I just didn't get it.
Right.
I didn't understand the science of it or eating, even the meal plan. Meal preparation is a big thing. 80% is in the kitchen, right?
Right.
You know, and then 20% is, you know, working out.
Well, that's why I like using that example of a financial advisor.
Yeah, good.
You know,
give that.
So, for instance, you know, people working out and diet and stuff seems like, you know, it's fairly simple, and it's not. It gets pretty complicated because everything's individualized. But I gave Sean the analogy. I said, you know, let's look at it like a financial advisor. I have a financial advisor. When it comes to stocks and retirement and whatever else I need to do financially, I'm not educated on it. I don't understand. I know a little bit, but not enough to, you know, really make my money grow or make sure I'm not losing my money. So I go to a financial advisor to seek advice. Well, as a personal trainer, as somebody in the fitness industry, we're that financial advisor for your health and your nutrition because we've been educated, we understand, and we've worked with people and we haven't have experience. So now Sean, who doesn't have as much experience with the nutrition and the exercise, because that's just your life hasn't led you that way, so you haven't learned. So it's my job to be that financial advisor from that other aspect and teach him these steps, and now we're making progress.
Big time think about this. Let me say this to you, Brandon. I couldn't have had any other trainer.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. There was no way in the world that I could have. You were a perfect fit for me. And, you know,
and
like
vice
said,
versa.
And I love that about Brandon. I'm teaching him things about obesity and as well as teaching hundreds of other trainers. They, you know, trainers show my videos to their clients and say, if he doesn't have an excuse, what about you?
It's
an amazing. Yeah. People have reached out to you. And said, man, thank you for what you're doing, Rashawn. My sister, I think my sister loves you more than me. We're cataloging the journey in hopes of inspiring others who are invisible. There's people hiding in the shadow of their obesity, and I know I'm one of those.
Yeah, and you brought that light to me. I never thought about it.
No,
you know?
No. And there are hiding in the shadow, challenging the fitness industry, the retail industry, the furniture industry, to make items that can be used and worn by people above 300 pounds. And then challenging gyms, trainers to cater toward health and fitness, not skinny and healthy, not six-pack abs, because I have a fat suit on protecting my six-pack abs for all these years. I want them six-packs. But I look at a gym, I don't want to go there and see Tony Atlas or Arnold Schwarzenegger up there, and you can drop a dime off their abs. I'm not that way. Overwhelming in judgment. Lastly, is challenging insurance companies to consider preventative maintenance rather than waiting until a person is morbidly obese with diabetes, cancer, etc., before they start addressing the health of the individual. We need to get back to brass tacks and grassroots of showing people that the stigma surrounding obesity, we're going to cause the obesity revolution and overturn this and create something and a wave of power that doesn't put obese people, a third of our population in America, and a third of them don't come out of their home. And think about this. They're hiding in the shadows of their obesity. We're exposing it. I looked in the mirror. I faced and embraced it. So what's your final thought, Brandon?
Ready just to see the process take place. I didn't realize when you were saying, you know, a certain percentage of our nation is overweight and then a certain percentage of our nation is obese. But I didn't realize how many are bound by it. And I want to help that. The quality of life, I want to be raised for every individual. And I want you to be happy, healthy, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever it takes for you to be whole. And I want to attack the process.
And you are.
Yeah.
And you are. So you know what we want you to do? Join the movement. Get on board. It's time to take obesity by the horns and sling it down and hog tie it for the final sake.
You're right. Let's do it.
Let's get it. We love every one of you. Until next time, we're out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.